I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, The Bird Show.
We call it Follow-Up Thursday. And in this case, it was Ilana Swanee and Harold Hutton. Harold writes, I've been very concerned about the outcome of the fiance that was invited to Disney for a weekend with her ex and their daughter. Have you heard anything about the outcome? I've been worried about her and her fiance's relationship, and if she ended up going or not. It's really been bothering me. And Aliana said, we need to know how the trip went. How's her relationship with her current? This was tricky because they were trying to be really good co-parents, but you got a fiance there is getting all mixed up in his feelings about it for good reason.
So we first talked about this March of this past, of this year, actually, not even last year, just this previous March. Rachel's ex got a huge bonus, and the first thing he wanted to do is take her and their daughter to Disney. Rachel was obviously super excited because she's always wanted to take her daughter to Disney. This would be the first trip. She gets to see all those first, but she needed help breaking the news to her fiance, so we helped her with a texting tutor. He was okay with her going on the trip, but expressed it would hurt his feelings. And in the last update we received, things in their relationship were tense. Her fiance was distant, and she was afraid that if she went through with the trip, it would be the end of their relationship. But she knew if she skipped the trip, it would be heartbreaking for her daughter. So what did she decide to do?
The update reads, yes, despite the tension with my fiance, I stuck with my decision, and I did go to Disney with my ex and our daughter. And I am 100% glad that I did. Seeing her excitement as she met her favorite Disney characters and enjoyed all the rides was worth everything. Unfortunately, the challenges in my relationship with my fiance have continued. I had hoped that it would all be behind us once I returned from the trip, and he saw that there was nothing to worry about. Unfortunately, he remains distant and hurt, and any attempts I've made to address these concerns have been met with complete avoidance. These past couple of months, I've started to question the future of our relationship. It's become evident that his insecurities and lack of trust in our co-parenting dynamic are significant problems. While I understand his perspective to some extent, I also believe that a healthy relationship should be built on trust. I also believe that when a child is involved, they should be the priority in any decision that is made. So I find myself considering whether this relationship is truly what I want for myself and for Lily. As a mother, I have a responsibility to provide a stable and loving environment for her. It just doesn't seem like that is my fiance's priority. So over the next couple of weeks, I have some important decisions to make about my future and who I spend it with.
That's heavy.
I don't like this.
Nope.
I don't like it
at
all.
Let's stop doing Follow-Up Thursdays.
I'm wrestling with my own ego here. If my fiance came to me and said that she and baby daddy were thinking about taking Eliza on a vacation at Disney World themselves, I know the mature thing to say would be, oh, man, that's good, man. That's great co-parenting. Y'all go make some memories together. That's baby daddy. Go ahead, do your thing. That would not be authentic, though. I'd have a problem with it.
We expressed that last time.
Did we?
Yeah. Okay. Like, yeah. It would hurt, and it would be... it wouldn't feel good, but you got to get over it. It was an F my feelings kind of thing.
I would be in the same boat as you, Bert. I would certainly have a problem with it, but if you're going to date someone who has a child, I feel like this is one of those things you just have to understand. Like, if you're going to be in that position, there are going to be times when you simply just have to put yourself in the back burner and realize that this individual has to do what they feel is best for their child. So though I would have an issue with it, I wouldn't feel like I have the right to say anything about it, and I would try to find a way to swallow it.
Refresh my memory on why dude couldn't go along also.
He couldn't get he off
couldn't
work.
Couldn't get off of work. Couldn't afford it for whatever reason.
Yeah, I feel like this is like anything in life. You just got to do something that you don't want to do. Like, I think both things can be true. Like, you cannot like the fact that they're going to go off and have this amazing trip without you, but also recognize that it's the right thing and the mature thing for your relationship. So, like, it's okay to feel upset about it, but it doesn't mean, like, you need to make it a big issue and make it the unhappiest place on earth.
Yeah. I mean, you can be upset about it, but this happened back in March and you're still moping around. And like, they went, nothing happened. They had a great time. She got to see her daughter at mm-hmm. Disney. Now you're back home. We are months removed right. from the vacation and you're still sore about it. Nah, man.
I guess we're talking about two different things. I'm going back to the initial decision, but okay. Yeah. So now we're living. It already happened.
It did.
They went. But dude is so upset that she, I understand why he's upset though. It would be unheard of for Tiffany to make a suggestion like this, that she would end up going on a weekend vacation with her ex and daughter to Disney World, that even the ask to me would be like, it would be hurtful.
So her dad is taking her to Disney for the very first time, and she's always wanted to be a part of that experience. And the trip is planned. You can't go because you have to work.
Yeah.
So she's not supposed to go to Disney and see her daughter's first trip?
Well, I think you'd have to define the relationships too. Like, are you sure? Be careful, Bert. Be real careful. Are you sure that baby daddy doesn't have any feelings
None.
At all for baby mama?
None.
How can you ever be so sure of that, though?
But if you believe that he does, and you discuss it with your fiance or whatever, and she agrees, are you still green lighting a vacation like that?
Well, do you trust her?
Yeah.
All right.
I would trust her.
Okay.
Well, that's all that matters.
Don't say it. Don't say it. But he is the problem because you know you hate that. She got you in a corner.
She's a grown woman, and I tell you, I am picking my child over any man every single time.
Hey, give me that paintbrush because you seriously just painted yourself in a corner.
I'm just going to hit a button, get out of here.
Okay.
Hey, The Bert Show.